The NBA regular season ends on Wednesday. The 14 teams that miss the playoffs will enter the draft lottery. The worse a team's final record, the better its odds for landing the top pick. This, of course, can lead, and has in fact led, to tanking, an exciting end-of-the-season race for the bottom of the standings. Not that any teams ever admit to doing that. Mike Bresnahan covers the Lakers for the LA Times. Mike, Lakers coaches have said they're trying to win games, but you have found evidence to the contrary, right?
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre out here in Lakerland. Just 5 years ago, they were winning championships back-to-back, and now their fans are cheering for them to lose, so they get better, younger college players, and the team seems to be obliging. They're sitting a bunch of very healthy, relatively productive players.
Do they have time to get to the bottom?
Nope, it's a little bit too late for that, but they've made a go of it, that's for sure.
As you mentioned, L.A. has been sitting healthy players. Are those players getting any explanation for their relegation to the bench?
Not really. A couple of the veteran players were just told that they'd be resting 3 to 5 games by the Laker coach, Byron Scott. And they just kind of shrugged their shoulders. They were a little confused, a little perplexed. And they said, all right, I guess we'll just be hanging out on the bench. One of them admitted to me after, I believe, the second or third game he was sitting out, that, yeah, it's getting a little boring just sitting and watching. And these guys, they make plenty of money, but they also have some competitive drive and desire. And another player, Ed Davis, relatively young in NBA years, he's 25 years old, he told me that he is not happy at all.
Lakers fans, as you have said, are accustomed to winning lots of championships out there. How have they reacted to the implications or the proof that their beloved team is not currently trying to win?
Most of them are completely on board with it. They want to see more losses, more chances at getting a high draft pick, one of the top 4 or 5 college players who are coming out in the draft. And, you know, it's funny. Everyone's cheering for lottery balls. It's just a very bizarre world right here in Los Angeles.
Mike Bresnahan is the Lakers beat writer for the LA Times. You can link to his story, Lakers in Unfamiliar Waters with the Concept of Tanking. What a clever headline at onlyagame.org. Mike, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Anytime, Bill. Anytime.